All right, getting close to wrapping up the day here in Zurich with the European Gold Forum. This is a corporate update I've been looking forward to because Montage Gold, it's been a while since we've had Montage on the podcast, and it's a little bit of a change going on in Montage. In fact, we're happy to welcome in CEO Mr. Martino De Ciccio. Montage Gold does trade on the venture with MAU and on the OTCQX with MAUTF. And folks, it's been a beautiful chart with the rising gold price, new investors, some new life there for the company as well in the Ivory Coast. And so, Martino, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. You know, let's hear it from you, straight from your words. Let's talk about this kind of reformation with Montage.
Right. Well, after 9 years with Endeavor, I was looking to go out and build a new Endeavor. And that's where the opportunity with Montage came along. For us, it's both a question of having a great asset in Côte d'Ivoire and our wider strategy with the Lundin backing to go out and build a new Endeavor in Africa. So our goal is to be a multi-asset company focusing on high-quality jurisdictions and high-quality projects in the region.
Yeah, talk about just high-quality management as well. It doesn't take much to beat Endeavor right now. It's not pretty after reading that investigative report of what happened there. But, you know, talk about, you brought in the Lundins. They came in for quite a hefty financing. You just raised, I think it was like $35 million Canadian. Originally, that was, I mean, it was originally 20. And really this is kind of, you've seen just a lot of kind of like management changes, like corporate structuring here, but talk about what's happening on the ground.
Perfect. Well, look, just to conclude on that, I mean, I resigned from Endeavor last year in September. So it was obviously difficult to foreshadow, but you know, I wanted to give them a 6-month notice period. And back in September, that's when already we started to assemble the team. Led by Petter Olsen, who built four mines for Endeavor in the last decade. And with him and six other people with him, we had a due diligence team that looked at roughly 25 assets in the region. So again, the goal for us was let's go out and build an Africa producer, but we had to figure out what the right starting point was. And finally, we landed on Montage as in all situations, it was the project that due diligence wasn't able to kill. You know, sometimes you have good projects on paper, but as you start doing work, you realize that there's issues. And for us, Kone is 5 million ounces in Ivory Coast, so a country that we know very well. The team has built two mines there in the last decade. It's a country that is fundable and very investable right now. So before joining Montage, I went to meet with government to be able to see what level of support there was for the Kone project. And I was very reassured with the Minister of Mines reaction. He told us, if you need to reassure shareholders, even lodge the mining application before having an environmental permit, because we're confident that we'll get everything done. In the meantime, there's been lots of work on the ground on several fronts. One, on the permitting aspects, to be able to lodge the mining application, which was already done in fact 2 weeks ago. On the project itself, so we had our first engineers on site 3 weeks ago to look at how we can continue to optimize the study that was published earlier this year. And then on the exploration front, we have 5 million ounces, but there's many targets that have been identified by previous owners. So if you recall, both Barrick and Endeavor had a JV on their grounds that were adjacent to Kone. And because Montage had the critical mass with Kone, Barrick and Endeavor decided to inject their grounds into Montage. And therefore, there's lots of work that has been done on these grounds. However, both Barrick and Endeavor were chasing 1 million ounce plus deposits. Whereas in our case, because there's critical mass at Kone with 5 million ounces there already, we don't need 1 million ounce plus deposits. What we need are satellite targets that add 100, 200, 300,000 ounces, but at better grades, 1.5 grams. And for that, there's many targets that we're currently already started to drill out.
Yeah, and I think the last time we had Montage on was, with prior management, and they were really talking about some of those JV deposits that they wanted to go after, kind of the satellite hub and spoke type of works. But I do want to go back, and Martino, if you can kind of sum up, it seemed like this change with Montage, same company, same project, but quite different leadership, and it seemed to happen so quickly. Can you kind of walk us through how that happened? You know, who came in, who stayed, who left? I think that could use some clarification.
Sure. Look, it's been very friendly. I've known the management team for almost 10 years as well. And, you know, we started working on this in October of last year. So at the time, I knew the Kone deposit, but I didn't know the impact that their higher grade discovery, Gombogo, would have on the project economics. I mean, you know, the company invested $1 million in Gombogo and found what ends up being 430,000 ounces and added $350 million of cash flow. So we were getting the information from the updated feasibility study as the Montage team was basically getting it from like a podium. So it's only at the beginning of the year where we had all the pieces and realized that there's a high quality project here with more potential given the targets around. In terms of the transition of management teams, again, I'd have to say that there's been strong support from both the previous management team and the board. Rick himself, along with a few other directors, invested into the placement. And, you know, they're very supportive of the succession planning that they brought on board. And, of course, the wider strategy with the Lundin backing of creating an Africa vehicle.
Okay. And as I had mentioned in kind of the introduction here, the stock price has been, even in this market, I would say has been an outperformer here. So I want to ask you about the valuation of where it's at. I mean, obviously this is on the back of a rise in gold price, and when the Lundin family comes in, people really stop to take notice, and there is a trade there. You know, at this market cap, how do you kind of have a discussion about where you're valued now, just based on kind of you know, what's happening with this change in management? Because we're not seeing a whole lot of work on the ground quite yet.
Just to recap, I mean, on the financing itself, we launched a $20 million financing. Mm-hmm. Within 3 hours, we had a book that was multiples of that. So finally, we went with $35 million of financing. The share price at the time was 66 cents. We raised at 70 cents with no warrants. So being able to show strength on the financing then got translated into buying on market. There was a few corporates in our register that were able to trade their blocks, which was great, and that was our intent all along, to be able to shift that liquidity to the market and remove overhangs of having corporate shareholders that were not long-term shareholders. Regarding where the share price is today, I think that's just a reflection that we were joining a story that was, you know, flying under the radar in a project that was good, but, you know, not much marketing had been done behind it. In addition, the company published the updated feasibility study only 2 weeks before we joined. So they didn't necessarily have time to go out, market, and show to everyone the quality of that new higher grade discovery that was done. But the way I see the valuation is that there's still a big uplift to be had, specifically when you compare our valuations versus some of our peers. We're still trading at less than, you know, 0.2, 0.3 times NAV. And the way we would unlock that is as we push forward towards permitting and financing. We tend to see that companies that are in development mode already trade at 0.6, 0.7 times NAV. And when you're in production, obviously that multiple goes up. Then, you know, there's two ways, obviously, of creating value. There's working up your multiple valuation, but the other aspect is adding to your NAV. And on that side, we already started to drill some of the neighboring targets, and we expect that to be translated into additional resources. And we see that this project has massive torque to new discoveries. I mean, all your infrastructure costs are basically a fixed cost, and the ounces you add adds material to cash flow and to NPV.
Yeah, a couple of the economics headlines from that definitive feasibility study using an $1,850 per ounce gold price. You got just over $1 billion after-tax NPV and 31% IRR. What would that be at $2,300 right now, Martino? What's the sensitivity table
here? obviously, massive torque to the gold price, but at current levels, our after-tax IRR is closer to the 50% mark. Wow. So that's a year and a half payback with additional scope to be added through exploration.
All right. So how do you build this tomorrow?
That's what we're working on. So the timeline for us is this year is a question of permitting, financing, and anything that the banks will require needs to be done now so that it doesn't become a CP down the road, with the idea to get construction launched after the next rainy season into early Q1 next year. We're then looking at about a two-year build, so it means we can be in production by 2027.
Okay, what about financing to get this clear of the line? I mean, I have a hard time believing that $30 million is going to get you there. What do you need to get done?
Yeah, so the money we have in the bank gets us all the way through to a construction launch. In terms of the funding itself, obviously it helps to have a strong shareholder backing with the Lundin family.
Absolutely.
But in this gold price environment, I can tell you that you're seeing the equity holders get excited on the stock, but at the same time, on the other hand, there's all the lenders also getting excited with the Kone project. So we've started to see good appetite coming in from the lenders, with already some term sheets being proposed to us, which would show a significant portion of the CapEx being funded through debt. And again, our goal is not to go out and show to the market that we can build something. We're bringing in a team that's already built four mines in the last 10 years. Our game is to create shareholder value. I invested into the placement at the beginning. I got, obviously my equity up front, and I value that. So mm-hmm. We're not in the game to dilute ourselves, just to show that we can go out and build it. We're here to create value, and having a large shareholder, the Lenin family, aligns the interest of both them and minority shareholders.
But your share price, your market cap has basically almost doubled since the Lundin's came in at 70 cents. I mean, does that increase in your market cap make taking a little bit more equity in a financing package for construction a little bit easier to swallow, or you just would rather just do full boat debt?
So, I mean, the Lundin family also picked up shares at $1, and I've been accumulating at higher gold prices as well, because the underlying valuation versus where we're trading at is there's still quite a gap to be filled. Mm. So we'd like to take advantage of the higher gold price environment to be able to increase the leverage and the debt capacity before looking to see what needs to be done on the equity side.
Okay, all right. Martino, it's going to be an exciting year.
Well, thank you. Look, yeah. I'm very excited with the opportunity at Montage. Again, on the asset side, there's not many assets out there that have plus 10 years mine life, below industry average cost, with $1,000 AISC over the life of mine, and production scale with 300,000 ounces per year. So I'm starting with a good portfolio, with a good project, with a wider strategy of building out a multi-asset company focused on Africa. So quite excited with the team, the backing, and the momentum in the market right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to be one to follow over the next few years for sure. All right, that's your latest update from Montage Gold here, everybody, on Mining Stock Daily. Again, trading on the Venture Exchange with MAU and on the OTCPK with MAUTF. Martino, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.